Shri Gimel continued, in your day, Benoz Kusing by Rosh Hashiva, Yuchas Tamas Hitov Shemim Hei, July 7, 1985, on Sunday. Continued.
People die of the menstrual flow. But here is the tume, the same discharge that in men affects a tume of zide, the mighty discharge. That's why it is all to this yourself. Zrich, die Gesachen ist auch auf dem Weg, von Kirsch und Bank, wenn der Mann nicht ist, dann sagen wir dir, und jetzt sind wir dort, wenn ich das so, mit dem Rot und dem Gold in, in Lissom, ich komme und schau mal, die Heilung, Kirsch bis zum Mut, da wird die Heilung, dann wird die Hesse, die Heilung, Maschmann, wie jetzt sehe ich, die Pferd, die man sich auch an den Hinden, die kann ich nicht wieder gut, מיני קוסם יפסור, ויגב יזור צור קודם ויתם יפינת יוחד, כי יזור יפסור יעשתית יפסור, משמע יסתר קודם ונגמר מנית, ונגמר מנית, so in other words, so we see from the Rashbam until the Ramido, and from the Lord is taken, that without this special Zerosakosu, we should learn out in men from women. So we see from all that, that only, because there is a special Zerosakosu, but without the special Zerosakosu, so then there is a hekesh between, between a Zohar and a Jew. So in Mele, but here the Gemara says, Tzriche, that in other words, that we couldn't learn out one from the other, scorn from the Jews. But we see from these Gemaras that there is a hekesh between scorn and the Jews. That's the kashrut. Now starts a very difficult thing. Hakusim tamim mishkatachtim kel. Because the Kusim didn't recognize the Drosh's Chazal in regard to Muslim. So Mimele, the Chachomim said that the Kusim had the Choshel being Be'alimir. And the Be'er Nido is Mitamei Mishkatach Tinkel. So what does it mean, Mishkatach Tinkel? The Gemara is asking a question. What's the pshat in that washing in the Mishkatach? Rakusim Mitamei Mishkatach Tinkel. My Mishkatach Tinkel. Ilei Mediki Yigmatzoiz Yosef Alaye Mitamei is Pshitei the Dorso. So one way of explaining that expression in the Mishnah is, that the Mishkatachrin and the Mishkabelian have referenced Mishkatach. But suppose you put 10 mattresses on the spring of the bed. 10 mattresses. You have the uppermost mattress and you have the lowermost mattress. Now, uppermost mattress is the mattress upon which, let's say, the Zav, the Nido, let's say, lights, and the lowermost mattress, the fire. There are 9 other mattresses on top of it. So, the Mishnah is telling us that if somebody is a Nido, a bigger Nido, so even the lowermost mattress has the same degree of Tumah as the uppermost mattress. But you shouldn't say only the uppermost mattress is an Aratum. But the lowermost mattress at all doesn't touch, doesn't come in contact with the Zav or the Nidah or the Baal Nidah. So why should it have such a high degree of Tumah? So how much do you only take? That's the law portion. Because why is the Mishkatach Tumah? Because it's Neferes. So the Neferes of the Zav, the Zobel, the Nidah is an Aratum. So, does it make any difference? It's not based upon the gear. It's not because the Zav, the Nidah touched the mattress. That's why it's like that. Because he exerted pressure on it. He lay on it. Now, if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, you know, when you lie on it, you lie on all the 10 mattresses, not only on the uppermost mattress, on the lowermost mattress as well. So it's a little partial. Why would you check the top of it? Why would you not get it? You ain't the human matrix, Yosef Alai. Mitam look, she didn't do that slow. You put, just have to build that key mattress. Let's say, you sit the Zap and you need a seat on a chair. And you put 10 pillows, one on top of the other. And then she sits on the uppermost pillow. So she exerts pressure on all the 10 pillows. And on the chair. So melee, everything is intimate. So it's not a portion, it's an hour. Even if you battery as well, I am Tamil Pshite, the doors go. Hello, the Pshati of Mishneh. A Kusim, Tamil, Mishkatachi Gay, the Kusim are possibly Bea Lido. So they are Mitamil, so they are Mishkatach. And of course, Mishkatach is not only the uppermost mattress. The lowermost mattress is also called Mishkatach. So they are Mishkatach then. The Mishkatachten of the Baal Nido has the same degree of Tumah as the Mishkatelien of the Nido, of Izzah. Here is Izzah, the same way. So, Eloshaytachtene, the Mishkatachten of the Baal Nido, so the Mishkatachten of the Nido is an Avatar, but the Mishkatachten of the Baal Nido is only a Rishi. What's in that mean? I mean, there are many things, but the basic major nafkamina between the Navatumah and the Mishnah Tumah is that Navatumah can transmit Tumah to other Mekalim also. Not only there for the Mashiach. Mashiach in the Mishnah Tumah can transmit Tumah to Eichon Mashiach. So then Eichon become Isheni. Mashiach, Abura, become an Ishimah. I said, can only become a shame, but cannot transmit a wish, cannot impart to the non-kid. So, what it is, that the mishkatachtin of his zavon nido is not. It can impart to me to other kid as well, not only the information. The mishkatelgein of his zavon nido, whatever it is. Mishkatelgein of its Zavon Nidah is only a Rishi. So it can impart, transmit Tumah to Eichon Mashiach, but it cannot transmit Tumah to Abun Keh. The Mishkat Elyin of its Zavon Nidah. But the Mishkan, but the Mishkan, the Achtun of the Zavimide, is an Avat from the Kentrin's meat to the Jew. So the English of the Mishkan is that the Mishkan, the Achtun of the Beiride, is unlike the Mishkan, the Achtun of the meat. The Mishkan, the Achtun of the meat of the Zav is an Avat from and can transmit to me, to the Mishkan as well. Of a Beir Midah, the mattress upon which a Beir Midah is lying has the same degree of Tumeh as the Mishkat Elin of Inir. It's only a Mishkat. Hello. Shei Tachtin Shei Beir Midah Kel Yin Shal Zahar Mai Yin Shal Zahar Now, before we go over the thesis, because the thesis is very, the thesis, I just want to mention what you already learned last week. The mission of that there are several pshotim, in Mishkat Beis. Now, Mishkat Beis of the Zadon is only a rishon. What is a Mishkat Beis? So the Rashbam says that Mishkat Beis is if at a scale. That is scale. Now, this is the scale. And this is one pan of the scale, and this is the other pan of the scale. So suppose the Zav would sit in this pan of the scale, and then you'll have Eichel Mashki, this pan of the scale, and then that will go down, the weight of the Zav will machriya, so that will lift the pen on which are placed here on Mashki Hayat. So then these Echol Mashki will become one. So that's the Mishkabeliyin. That's called Mishkabeliyin of Zav. That's the response. The thesis is a proof of the Hashem, because why do we need a posik of Mishkat Beis and Zav? That's from the posik of Hesed. What is Hesed? Hesed is Zav. Zav is becoming the Hesed. Now, there is a difference, some of the Hashem say, between the expression Maso and the expression Hesed. It's true that sometimes it is used interchangeable. But accurately, there is a difference between maso and hesed. Maso means that the Torah carries the tongue. Nevela is mitamid maso. What does it mean? Nevela is mitamid maso. The person in Torah who has been in Torah here before, so will carry in Nevela, he'll become tongue. So the Tomei in Tumas Maso, the Torah moves the Tomei and the Bela, then come. Hesed is just the reverse. Hesed means Zavim Tamu be Hesed. If the Zav moves, carries the Torah, the heretofore Torah becomes Tomei. That's it. Now, if the Zav sits on this pen of the scale, and therefore Mashkin are placed the other pens. It's like a seesaw. So the Zav will sit at one edge of the seesaw, and Eichel Mashkin will be placed at the other end of the seesaw. And the Zav will push down the seesaw. So then Eichel Mashkin will be come to me because of Hesed Azar. So why do we need this special Zosar also? that Mishkat Elim and Zav is not. That's only because of this. That's the kasha against this, asks against our Rambam. So the Bitvoy Nidia now in Morris, so he says, is the same thing in this Hesed. But the Kosov of Hesed is mentioned in connection to the Chas. That the Chas becomes Tomei because of the Hesed. He, Zab, carries the Chas. So then the Chas, which heretofore has been Tomei, becomes Tomei. So if the Torah mentioned that possibly the Gabi Pecheres, I wouldn't know the Gabi Pecheres. Because I could say, maybe only Pecheres will come from it through Hesed Azav, by virtue of the fact that the Zav moved them, carried them, lifted them, because Pecheres is becoming now. So that's why it's becoming the Hesed Azav. But the Pecheres are not Nitmo Gavio, some Leila maybe, that are becoming as a Zav. And if the Torah mentioned this Zeros HaKos, Ligabi Mishkabelmi, Ligabi Echol Mashkin, I would say, maybe Echol Mashkin, maybe Echol Mashkin is Ligabi Tume, because of the Hesed Azav. Let's say when the Zav was on one side of the, on one edge of the seesaw, and the Echol Mashkin on the other side, on the other edge of the seesaw. Because Echol Mashkin, the Cheres, that is not becoming Gabri, only Nagire, is not Nitmo through Hesed Azav. So Mele will need both. So this is the Teretz that the Vitvo gives on this discussion against the Rashbam's pshat of Mishkafei Mishkafei. So that's the Rashbam. Then Teis pshat is that Mishkafei Mishkafei means, suppose you had a big shot, all the sheep, and one end of the shore was on top of the Zav, and the other mitzvahs was nikra horas. So then it becomes tamei. It becomes tamei. Why did it become tamei? Because of Mishkat Elim Shel Zav. Why couldn't I know it becomes tamei? Because of Hesed. So it says Lav HaNesed Elo Kishem Asiti Kulei Ki Dikoma Izeu Magoi Shuki Kulei. In other words, when is the child hesed? When, let's say, the thing, let's say, the chares, is being moved completely. But suppose you have a very long chares, and one end of the chares will be on the floor, and the other end of the chares, let's say, will be on the Zav's head. Let's say the Zav is lying on the ground. It will be on the Zav. So then, since it's not Nisat completely, because one end is on the floor, so maybe it's not a necessity. But it will come to me because of Mishkat Elyon of Zav. Then the Aramiri and the other Mishnayim who say that, they say that Mishkapelin Shel Zav means if something is on top of the Zav's head, even if it doesn't touch it. Suppose you put one thing, one object on top of the head of the Zav, then the second object, then the third object, then the fourth object. Even the utmost object, and another person puts it, not the Zav. If the Zav will put it himself, some male is moving there. So there's Hesed Zav, but suppose the Zav stands like a dumbbell. tied to the wall, and he doesn't move one iota. And then another person puts many things on the head of the Tsar, and they're not moved because the Tsar himself is motionless. Some may like, the Tsar doesn't move it, but the fact, by virtue of the, so then it couldn't become Tomei. It couldn't become Tomei on the basis of Hesed Tsar. Hesed Tsar is only Shaya when there's a movement, a lifting, you see. But here, there's no lifting. He didn't put it on his head. Another person put it on his head. And then another object on there. And it's not moved in any way. If it stops moving, but suppose he stands motionless and doesn't, and he's tied, he can't move one iota. So it will become permanent, even the uppermost object. Why? The uppermost pillow, let's say 10 pillows, another person will put on the head of the Tsar or the leader. So the uppermost pillow will become permanent. But what kind of pillow will it have? It will have the only Rishi to me. It will be able to transmit to me, to Echon and Rishi, not to other men. So these are the three pshatim in the relation. Oh, so the Gemara says, I wish, hey, Fakhbini shall be on Yilok and Yini shall Zav, my Yini shall Zav in Tamil Yechon and Mashkin, Afakhbini shall be on Yilok and Tamil Yechon and Mashkin. So we have two halachas here. One halacha is that the Yini shall Zav is only a Rishni Tome, the Yini shall Zav is only a Rishni Tome, and it can only be part to the Telechon and Mashkin, not over the Telechon. And the other halacha is that the Tachteni of the Beil Nidah has the same degree of Tume as the Yei of Nidah. Two separate halachas. And he shall have no. Now here is a very good one. Now, when we look at the Pesukim, we have to take notice of the precedings. Now, the Torah says, Because he touched his eye, so the melee would be given. Then it would be only a rishi. But the mishka of the Tsar, whether he touched it or he didn't touch it, even if there are 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and the lower most mattress is the mishka of Tsar, is also not a mattress. It's also not a mattress. Mishka of Meisha, we say. Then, if somebody, a man who is here to fall from toilets, will touch the Mishkan of the Tsar, the Chabiz Dodor. So not only the man Dodor who is in Kiyat, the Mishkan of the Tsar is Tomei, but even the Bgodim that did not come in contact with the Mishkan of the Tsar. The Bgodim is wearing the host. Here, Ocher Bamai, we come out there. So if somebody will sit in toilet, will sit on the same kele that the Tsar set, so it is Meshav Hazar, Meshav is like Mishkav Hazar. So then, not only the person, the other who sat on the kele, and which is upset, is Tomei, but he got him out. خبیبا رحمت ملا و میگه یعنی چه عذاب که خبیبا داد رحمت ملا که خیامی که از عبو تایی خبیبا رحمت ملا سرگره دزمیانی سرگر ایزاون سنبر ایزاون سنبر تیستش آواخرین زب تنیزا بین نیده تدمیان ایز دقیق دقیق کنده of the Zahab is in our tole. Bechol HaMeach now they give to our Moses. Meach of the Zahab. Bechol HaMeach of the year, Bechol HaZahab. Yitmo. Bechol HaNigeya, Bechol HaShem Yisachto. Yitmo Adol. Vamei Seyisom, Yechadit Kolo, Rambo Mantra. There's the process. The more is mentioned. Now, look at the Rashi. What Hashem gets, it's Rashi gets him. Positive. בכל הנגיעה, בכל פוסקיות, בכל הנגיעה, בכל השם יסחתו, יתמוע באורת, ואני צאי צום, יחבית כל עוד ירוחת המים ותמר לאורת. It's not a fact. One of the things that I am dispensing towards understanding מסכס מידי is to know the parasha of Tazkira and Mitzira, all the teaching, know them very well. בכל הנגיעה בכל השם יהיה סך טוב, גיד כואדו, סובר לך שצריך, תכף תדרוש את זה לסכם. בכל הנגיעה בכל השם יהיה סך טוב של זר, בו גורמים מדבר מרקב, שהי הנגיעה בי תומד, ואיתו כיבוש גודים, ואוכם נעו פשיז. So this prostitute, רשי says, and that's the תרסכם. Has reference to the Merkabah. Now, why does the Torah have to say, Bechoran Gia Bechorash Yis Achto, anyone who touches the Merkabah of the Zahav, so we become dumb. Merkabah the Zahav, that's Meshach HaZahav. Merkabah the Zahav. So the Torah already mentioned, Bechisha Shemila Bechkoveh, and that is dumb. Why does the Torah have to mention Merkabah? So he says, so Rashi says in Pesach Tes, Bechol HaMerkav, Afal Pi Shaliyo Shalom, Ki Natoku Shal Tzarli, Shekirin Li Arzun, Tomei Mishu Merkav, Ve'uke, Shekirin Ayush, Tomei Tumas Mesh. In other words, when you write, let's say, Anichamei, so you put a look at the saddle, how do you call it, saddle? They said that they said. So that's Meshach because the one who rides on the donkey, so he sits on it. So there's the Meshach, it's like a necklace. It's like a necklace, like a chair. But he has the rein, he holds on to the reins. He holds on to the reins. And sometimes he doesn't even have to touch the reins. Suppose he wears gloves. And he holds on to the reins while he has the gloves on his hands. His hands don't come in contact with the reins. So the reins are not Tomei, Tumas, Mishkav, and Mishkav. Because you see that. And they're not Tomei, Tumas, Mado either because he didn't touch the reins. So he says, for America, for Pishay Yoshiko, he not Tomei, Pishay Sarge, Shikir, and Halsa. Tomei Mishmer, Ruke, Sego, Shikirin, Aliush, Tomei Tumas Meisha. Meisha, Mishka, Betanisha. Anyway, so the Torah says that the Merkab of this, even if he didn't sit on it, and he didn't touch it, like the reins, so he's not a Tumei. It's not a Tumei. Then the Torah says, the person immediately following, בכל הנגיעה בכל השם יסחתו יתמוע באורת. What does it mean? בכל הנגיעה בכל השם יסחתו של זר. בוגלים את על המרכב שהנגיעה ביתומי ביתום כבגודל. והוכל במשקף מיומר. So there is one distinction between משקף הזר, משקף מישה בצנח, משקף מישה בזר, is an Aratome, and Malkas, both are, but Mishkal, so the law is, Vishishinga Mishkale, Chavi Godo, not only those of themselves Tome, even the God in the way, that didn't touch the Mishkal for the nation of Azar, is also Tome, is also Tome, is the Tamiodon, Ritain, Kibbutz, Ugorot. Hashem came, the one who touches the reins of the Zahav. So, he is coming, but the God in you wears nothing. As long as the God in didn't touch the reins. So suppose the God in touched the reins, so then Yakim, Golim Akeli, and they touch the Avatuket, so they become a Vishnu. But if the Godin did not touch the reins, and the other only touched the reins of the Tzar, the Tophos, so then the Godin do not require this. So that's the Kure that Merkab HaTzar has vis-à-vis Mishkal. Mishkal Azav, so if nobody touches it, not only does the other become Tome, but it is God in required use. Merkab HaZav, if nobody touches it, so the other becomes Tome, but the God in do not require use. So, Yuchimea, Mishkal Minimak. So that's the first step of the question. Bihangirat Vashiya Sakto Vitmador Vamesam. What Vamesam? Kolomo Vinya Hazar Zene Rekesh Vasare Minrago Hamishka Vamerka Mason Tamiodo Mitamito. So the second level of the prosecute says Vamesam has reference to all the things mentioned in the previous Sukkot. The Zahm himself, the Mayonis of the Zahm, the Reiks of the Zahm, the Miraglain of the Zahm, or the Mishkat, the Merkab of the Zahm, anyone who carries a Zahm, or the Mishkat, or the Mesha, or the Merkab of the Zahm, becomes Tomei, and is Mitamei the God in the team. Why? That's the first question. Why? So that's the chat in the first. That's positive. So, Elini Shalzabino, Zirsi, Bechol Anigea, Bechol Ashivie, Sachto, Yitmo. The Potsy says, Yitmo Adorer. But here the Gemara doesn't mention the two words Adorer, just Yitmo. My time. What do you think of that? Ilei me tachto bizol. Tachto bizol. In other words, anyone who touches that thing that is beneath the Zahar, what is beneath the Zahar? The Mishkap, the Meshap of the Zahar, is the Mishkap of the Zahar, the mattress of the Zahar, the chair on which the Zahar sits. Anyone that touches that which is beneath the Zahar is Yitmo. But the Torah tells that in prosecute, it's already mentioned in the previous prosecute. Minish Hashemiga Minishkobe, in prosecute, it's already mentioned in prosecute. Minish Hashemiga Minishkobe, in Chavit Golo, the Roch Adamayim Kohelor. Why do the Torah have to repeat that in prosecute? You in the title of the Mishish Yigab Mishkovina. Error! So obviously, the Chohanigea, the Chohanigea Sachtov, does not mean anyone who touches that which is beneath the Zahar. But it means just the reverse. Hanigea, the Chohanigea Hazov Tachtov. Anyone who touches that beneath which is the Zahar. In other words, that which is on top of. That which is on top of the Zahar. So of course, that fits den Pshat geben bei der Aramir. Dann kommt jetzt exakt die Gehinsch und sagt, und dann kommt die Sache. Ja, nie, diese Pshat auch so ein Pshat. Und how about the Rashbam's Pshat? That it means you have on one pen of the scale, you have the Zav, and on the other pen you have Echon Mashki, but it's still called that which is above the Zav, because as a result of the Zav being mounted, so this pen on which Echon Mashki is placed goes up. So it's also above the Zav. Of course, the nearest pshat is most adapted to the Rosh Hashanah. All right, but it can fit the other pshat most. My new Elin Shoda, feeling is after bizarre, do metras as ala, so that's mentioned already in the passing. Isha Shayiga Mishkov, Elo Anigea, Elo Anigea. Then you have the parenthesis, Vanei say Namani, that's the other part of the process. And it's telling you, my new Niso, my primary Van Niso. So that's put in parenthesis. Who put the parenthesis? Vashal Mochat. Why did the Vashal put parenthesis? Over. In other words, parentheses are indicative of the removal, of the striking out. Why? Because of Rashi. Rashi says, when Andreas, my name is so, better than Israel Azar, my time is Vanisi Vanisos, with Anamayu, in your vein I should appear as Mishu. So Rashi strikes it out. It's an erroneous years, an erroneous text. However, Rashi Mitzute was written. And Rashi Mitzute says, all the same mention Rashi Mitzute, that what is written in parentheses is the correct text. Is the correct text. Now, let's consider Rashi's pshat here, but not Rashi's. Rashi's pshat here is, so is this. A yin shodam no, yitzi l'chol nidei l'chol shi yisachto v'yitmo. Ma yisachto? Ile yisachto v'zol, yi shashe yidadu mishko v'in avke. Why do we don't have to repeat it in Pasikyu? It's mentioned already in Pasikyu. Elo hanigea b'chol asher yi'azokta umayniu eli shalzal not ke, and then what is parenthesis, Rashi is not here, not ke akosu mitumech mure b'yivir mitumekav. So eli shalzal is only a vishni, is only a vishni. Rimaloch shemim tamei aloyecho umashi not ke akosu b'tzidakash. Not ke akosu mitmechwe, midichsi v'chol amigia v'chol asher yi'e tachto, yitmo, v'anei se'i son, yechab et golo. So when the Torah says v'chol amigia v'chol asher yi'e tachto, and the pshat in the posse, the Gemara says, is v'chol amigia, b'chol asher yi'azov tachto, so he touches the yini shalzav, and the yini shalzav is only mitame yechon umashki, is only mitame yechon umashki, is not mitame yodim keli. So when the Torah says b'chol asher yi'azov tachto, which means בכל הנגיע, קודם זה מה שפשעתי, בכל הנגיע, בכל אשר יהיה, הזוף תחתו, נברץ, בכל הנגיע במשכב אלין של זר, יתמו. What does it mean? איכל משכי. אלין של זר, וזה ריש. So, איכל משכי, that come in contact with אלין של זר, יתמו. All right, that's all right. But the Torah doesn't say יתמו. The Torah says, יתמה דור. What does it mean, יתמה דור? It means, then he has to be neutral. In the mikveh, we come to it. So, how can we apply it to the Torah Mashi? Gemara says here, not to akosu mitume chmure mitume kale leinolach she mitame lechon mashki. So when the Torah says v'chol anigea v'chol lashay v'chol anigea v'chol lashay v'chol lashay v'chol lashay which means v'chol anigea v'chol lashay v'chol lashay v'chol lashay במשקפ, בכל הנגיע, במשקפלין של זר, יתמד עורף, how can it be איכל ממש? If it's came, so, יתמד עורף, because איכל מטרס, is called פרישקה, why? Because we are mabulet in the מקווה, and then לאחר השמש, so it's doya, but it couldn't mean Kelly. The Cholamigea is not Kelly. It's not Kelly, not at all. Because the Mishkafelin Shal Zahav is only a Rishni to me. It couldn't transmit to me to Olamit Kelly. So the Cholashimiga has reference to Echon Mashkin. So Echon Mashkin, how can we say Yitma Adar? Well, the answer is, if all it doesn't mention it, my Lord, but the Torah mentions it, my Lord. So, apparently, we have to say, that's one question, but the Torah says it, my Lord. So how can it have reference to Echol Mashkin? Echol Mashkin, when they become Tomei, in perpetuity, not only Allah. Because Echol Mashkin cannot become Toyer by being immersed in Mikveh. Only another Kelim can become Toyer by being immersed in Mikveh. That's one Kashi against Rashi's Kashi. The second Kashi is, how can you always say, V'chol Anigiyah, V'chol Ashiyah Tachbar, means, one who touches that thing beneath which is the then the initial Zahar, when the text him says, Bechol Anigiyah, Bechol Asher, Yesachtov, has reference to the Merkab of Zahar. So it's not the Zohar is Tachtov, but this is Tachtov of the Zahar, not the Zohar is Tachtov of this. And as we doubt in Morris Kashel, my tachtav is the tachtav is all. The Teskin says it means tachtav is all. But the kasha in the isha shemida mishkoli not there. No. It is reference to the merata vazah. So that's not mentioned possibly. The vein is vazah. So, this divine is contrary to the Teskin. And it's contrary to the possibly itself. Because how could the Torah say, Yitma Adorah? But Echol Mashkin cannot be immersed in the mikveh, so they become Toleh. If Echol Mashkin are the native, then it shows up. So then they become Toleh in perpetuity. They can never, not at all. At all means until they are immersed in the mikveh. So obviously, when we know a Darshan, so we have to say, according to us, we have to use that is. In other words, that they are kam mashmois limiko. So, but even if there is a toche, still we say limiko is limiko. So the Teras here explains the traditional, as far as the traditional limiko is concerned, so the Chol Anigiyah, the Chol Ashiyah, Sachto, has reference to the Merkab. Why? Because of the juxtaposition. Because in Pasuk Tes, the Torah discusses the Chola Me'acha Pashim Yotakol Pashol Kutmo. So merely follows on the record the Chola Me'acha the Chola Shiyesachto as reference to that thing that is discussed in Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Tes. So there's a Jewish one. The Chola Me'acha Shiyesachto, let's say the reins of the Zahar, which is not Me'ishab, it's not Meishav Hazav, not Mishkav Hazav, it's the reins. The reins of the Zav is Berkav Hazav. So becomes stomach. And Hitvador, because the reins of the Zav is a Caleb, that can be immersed in the Mishkav. So, if it is immersed in the Mishkav, so Le'achar Pianesh, if you saw it, there's a tradition. That's the tradition of what you also deduce something else from the person. B'chol anigea b'chol ashayye tachto b'chol. Stop! Not it by that. In regard to a religion that we do not read it by that. In regard to mercolation that we read it by that. But in regard to the droshe of Mishkapedin Shalzab, Elgini Shalzab, we do not treat it by that. So we do not read Adrash, but just Yitmo. The Chalidea, the Chalashim, is after Yitmo. Yitmo in perpetuity. What it means, Eichel, the Mashki, the touch, the initial Zach, the thing beneath which is the Zach. So that's Yitmo in perpetuity. It becomes a shame. And then, but as far as the traditional Yitmo is concerned, so we read Yitvadra, and that is reference to the reins of the Zav, the toughness of the Zav. So that's a Caleb. So that becomes Tomei. That becomes Tomei. And it has Tfile Benikre. So it's Yitmo Adra. This is the pshat in the posse, as Thesis explains it, according to us. Now, again, not Kiyakos, but the Fure, the Yidin, Jumukal, Lema Lucho, Shin Mitame, Aloechli Mumashkin. Now, let's see the Rashi. Not Kiyakos. How do you know that the pshat in Yitmo is in the Kaur? Maybe in the Machmur. You can see the whole idea, the whole idea is Sachto Yitmo. And then the second verse. The Anei Tzei Yisom, the Chabiz God of Ruach of the Mayim, the Tome Adah. So, why did the Torah, Umidle'arvinu v'nichri, בכל הנגיעה, בכל השמיעה תחתו, ואני אשאה איסא, יחד לזכור, and you told him to have to mention it. The Yitmo is altogether, is completely superfluous. If the Kabbalah Samikho had been, that the Nigea, בכל השמיעה תחתו, has the same Tume Chmure, of an Ara Tume, as the Neisei Yisa, so the Torah should get to the Yitmo. The Torah should be written. The Chalidei, the Chalidei, the Chalidei, Sachto, the Amazing, Song, the Chalidei, the Chalidei. Why? Хвачу то є все єдно. Interpose the Yitmo between the first end of the posse and the second end of the posse to advise us that it's two separate alohas. In the first end of the posse, this Kohen may discuss it to Mekala. The second end of the posse, the Torah discusses it to Mechmur. So you could not be mixed up together. Maybe the reason is why the Torah was not Mi'arvei the two things together, because there is one kulei inherent in the first step of the pasuk vis-a-vis the kulei that inheres in the second, because the second step of the pasuk does not only discuss another kulei situation, but another tumor that is becoming not only Vorodom, but is becoming Godim also. That's a special tumor. Not all Abatumes have that tumor. Now, as Rashi pointed out, the Cholanigea in the Berger Azad, so only Odom is something, but he's not becoming good in the two ways. Mashiach is the second of the person. He says, Valesi is one who carries the Mishkan Meisha of the Zahar, the Yonetz of the Zahar. So then not only is he tough, but the Odom Rigea, but even the God is required to use. So that's why the Torah was not the Arabic. Eima, not kakosin to echmura dun tamor dun tamir godi, avol odom ur godi ni tame, omakro, yitmo tu mekala mashu. It's not that Mori is saying that the expression yitmo implies that it's only erishin. It's not another. Only erishin. Now the more I mention here, in explaining the Mishnah, that the two alochas, two chidushim in the Mishnah. One chidush in the Mishnah is that the gain of the Zava of the Mideh is only a Mishnah. That's a chidush in itself. And the other chidush is that the Tachteni of the Beil Mideh has only that status of Tumeh of a Mishnah. How do you know this alocha? Tachteni of the Mideh is an Av. But Achtelim is attached to the mattress on which the Mideh or the Zav sleeps is only a reach of the very veil. I mean, the mattress on which the Zav or the Mideh sleeps is an Av. But the mattress on which the veil Mideh sleeps is only a reach. How do we know this hour? That's the second thing. 이 닥터인 셔프의 이름으로 이 단계 그 팀을 떠서 토시 토다오 윙쇼크의 이시가 이셔이서 이니도 우신이 떠서 이 터메이 시바시언 이호와 미시가 셔미시가 되어 So, the Torah in the first ballot says in effect that a Bnei Nido acquires the tumah of the Nido. Of the Nido. Oh, you see, Nido's all. Yochel Yalim Hagro, he'll step into her shoes. In other words, that means, suppose he was Bnei Nido on the seventh day of her Nidum, the Nido is Neo. 7 days. So how many more days does she have to come before she can be there? Just 1 day? It's already 7 days. The next day she can be to us. So I could say, since the Torah says, Usin does all of, maybe that implies he steps into the shoes of the But since the needle requires only 1 more day to come, to be able to be tailored and be toyer. So he too he has to count on 1 day and then tailor. So I could say that. Yochel Yal Shagat on Rina Yitmo Vitomei Shirasyon even if he's born on the 7th day of the Nidusa and the Nide has only 1 more day to count but he becomes Tomei for 7 days, and he has to count 7 days. Kalimba Yitmos Ayman, Umma Kalimba Yitmos Ayman. So the Torah could have said, could have written, Yimshochen Yishka Fishay, so, Yitomi Shimas Yomi! Why did the Torah have to say, first, Usin Yitmos Ayman? Umma Kalimba Yitmos Ayman. Shiyochel Tamiyotom Kucheres. I would say that the Bnei Nido cannot be part of the Tamiyotom Kucheres. Only Terechun Mashin Tamiyotom Kucheres. My Yosol Mayim Tamiyotom Kucheres. Afum Tamiyotom Kucheres. So that's the exercise that he is an avatar and he can impart to me to him alone and if he has. And if he has. Now, how about the matres? The answer is klimatres is like other because klimatres have the same deed. I mean, any klishate, not actually klimatres. Klishate are like other, but the klimatres has its own deed. It's only so the halacha is that the Bnei Nido is in the solo is analogous to the Nido whom he was there, just as the Nido is Kate is an abatume and she can transmit to me to another man who has another means other man Kate who is shate and who has that is not who shate. Aku, the Bnei Nido, himself is mitamei odom u'klicheres. So in other words, only the Bnei Nido himself is mitamei, is an alatume, is able to impart to me, to know the u'klicheres. But the mishka v'meisha of the Bnei Nido is not an alatume. That is only a rishni to me, and consequently cannot impart to me, to another u'klicheres. אם היי איסה משכב ומשב ויתמי אודום ויתמי קודים אפו איסה משכב ומשב ויתמי אודום ויתמי קודים ויתמי קודים תאוד לימא בכל המשכב אשר משכב עוד היטמו שאין תאוד לימא בכל המשכב אשר משכב עוד היטמו ומה תאוד לימא בכל המשכב אשר משכב עוד היטמו not ki akosim itmechmure ve yidiru itmechal lema lo kshayim itamil aleichu memashim 나와 지적하시. 야외라고 야외 세이포, 이 뭐로 미시셔로 니트레이로 아모호스케메 있어. 자연 바프 뭐로 미시비, 소이 스토메이 에스 카운트 데이즈. 마이 타모든 탐고딘 쇼로, 디오스니 카바힌다 미시코보, 아푸, 이 탐요동 이 탐고딘 쇼로. 우키 헤르 베헤셋, 우키 헤르 베헤셋, 비아보 가딘 그 헤르 탐고트메론 마피레이, בעשת זעביזובן מתאמי, כי דכסים ומחרת השאיתו ביעזור, ואמרינו מדחיות עם איזה ומבוי ומבוי שביקורי, ואין איזה ניסייתם, ונמובס דעתק לכם. שאית אמרו נוחם משם זו יתבוא, שהייתם הם הרוצים לא סורות, ובדידוקסי, נכון נגיע משקוב יחד לכל אופס, why would the Torah have to repeat again? So, to be nothing, כי שנחמו על זה נקרא, because the whole expression, the Chalamishka, Asher Yishka Bolo, the Chalamishka, Asher Yishka Bolo, Yitmo is apparently superfluous. It's apparently superfluous. Because if the Torah said already, three do solo. So, Boakosu, we're not taking it to Mahmur, Sherevi and Yishkobe. Homo can shkobol in Tamil Nadu with Kodim Shalom. So the Gemara is the Kashe. Also, the Gemara says the purpose of the expression, of Chalam Shashi Shalom Yitmo, which apparently is superfluous, is to do nothing to Mechmur to the Talmud. So the Gemara's Kashe is, alright, maybe the purpose is to do nothing to the Talmud. But not to metallic to such an extent. It's a metallic that it doesn't require to be good. But maybe other metkeli, they touch it, so will become good. Our other metkodim will other metkabe, or good metkabe, if we have it. So that is metallic. How do we know that the needle piece is so much that it's not even metallic? Adam and Godin by himself. Paul Rabahoit, even not the accustomed to Mechmura, the imperial to the Kalev, to the Tamilodon, the Tamilodon, Avalodon, Godin, the Tamilodon. How do we know that when the Torah says, the Chalamishka, Vashimishka, Bolo, Gitmo, which is a purpose, so it only that it tells us so much that it's not in Mitame Odom Godim, maybe it only tells us it's not Mitame the Odom Anigiyabe, so that he would be required to be the Chabez of Godim, Chabez Godim, but the Odom himself becomes Dame. So the Torah says again, Yitmo implies Omar Avase, Yitmo to Mekal. Now the Rashi. No, there is no Rashi. We already went to the Rashi. Now we know it's another Rashi. Eime uti yo solo fa, yinshoche yishkashi sheiso, usi yo solo. That's general expression. Zikar. And וכל המשקו מה שמשקה דורות נתמו, וזה פרט. So we have כבר, המשקו פרט, כבר פרט. It's one of the English affairs resident. אין בכל מה שמד פרט. Maybe משקה פודי שפי, מי להכין עלי. Maybe by vis-a-vis בייל נידו. So only the משקה of the בייל נידו. Is tummy. But it's not if the Beil Nido will touch another Mokodi, the Beil Nido, not the Mishkav Meisha. Maybe even the Beil Nido himself cannot transmit to me to another Mokodi. In the Chal, the Chal Mishkav Prat, the Chal Prat, the Chal Mashi Prat, Mishkav Meisha Pei, Midachin alay. What does it mean, Midachin alay? Midachin alay means that the believer himself cannot be mitamei or don't be killed. And look at the Rashi. Midachin alay, he not be mitriches. He cannot be mitamei. Amar Abaye, Yitmo, Zayroni, Mapsiko, Yinye, have a cloud of Pratam, Hawking, Zenize, the whole cloud of Pratam, Hawking, Zenize, in Dominacy Hawk. Here, we cannot subject it to the cloud. Why? Because when is something subject to the Aloha of cloud of Pratam, the cloud machine of when the prat is somuch to the cloud, but if there is another expression that intervenes between the general expression and the specific expression, like here, the Torah says, usini doso, that's the general expression. Because the expression ishkabal of yitmo is the specific expression, but interposed is the expression yitam ishkasyon. So the prat expression, the specific expression, the whole mishkan and mishkan doesn't follow immediately after the cloud expression usin yosala. So really it's not subject to the alfuse of our prat. It's our prat. All Param Hawkins and Zay, the whole Param Hawkins and Zay, then the whole Raboma Raboma Leilom Don. Behold the way, we can say that Clown Param Hawkins and Zay, even though the specific expression, the Prat expression, is not immediately following the general, the Clown expression, it's still subject to the Alfuse of Klaun Prat in the Klaun Mashiach Prat. But here, there is an extra ring that is Marbe, more than Prat, because he doesn't say, Ha'im the Torah had said, Usi Yosolo, Vitamishkas Yomini, Ha'mishka Vashmishka Volo Gitmo, then it would be subject to Klaun Prat. But here the Torah says, not Ha'mishka, V'chol Ha'mishka. So the whole is Marbe. In other words, not only does the mishkat tamei, but anyone who touches the beyamidah, another one, the beyamidah, is also, and that is nishabe in the term behol. Oma leilom donit behol ribuli. Or Mishka Bibui will have 14. Mask it for the Yaakov. Amy Key, my dear Yaakov, for Bobby Mago, Mishka Bobby Tabu Odom, Tammy Bobby Mukumre, Hafu, Tahoe, Bay, Bimago, Mishka Bobby, Tammy Odom, Tammy Bobby, Rikule. In other words, just with the needle itself. So, there is no difference between the Mago and the needle itself. And the Mishkav in the fact as Pinasodim has been concerned with Humre. So here on account of we should say there shouldn't be any chiluk between Magoye and Mishkove in Tam Yodin and Tam Yodin, and just as Mishkovo of the Beil Nido, the Mishkove of the Beil Nido, the Mishtachim of the Beil Nido, is not Mitamei Odom and body, so the mother of the Bilmini himself, should not be Mitami Odom or Mitami Godi either. Omarobe, Olo, Latin. In other words, the expression Olo is expressive of the Chumra, not of the Kod. If we are going to darsh that the Bilmido himself cannot be tummy, autumn tummy body, some snap that the load of the needle is upon him. On the contrary, it's in the other direction, it's in the other pole. And here the Torah says, Usin dos olo, the tume of the woman whom he was bare is upon him. That's expressive of the tume, not of the body. Of the hunger. Sheshen tamu and tamu kodi. After the tamu and the shkolu and kula, sheshen tamu. The shkolu and shkolu and shkolu and kakosu. The kamakoi namu, shino da bodu, the tamu and tamu kodi. The oxygen is here solo. The ukshu, who be he behind ko, all of the half the mashma. The lawyer, okay. Now I thought that I would be today, it's already 1 o'clock. So, tomorrow, we should go over the thesis of a living Shazab, a living Shazab. But, we should look up in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Mitamei Mishkan Meisha, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that's in Perek Gimel Mitamei Mishkan Meisha. Then the Rambam in Perek Vov of Mitamei Mishkan Meisha, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, and with special attention on the Asogas Araide, the Tumes Madet in the Bre. Tumes Madet, that's a Yeni Shalzav. So the Rambam says in Perek Vov Tamishka Malaysia. Halachic rules. Then the whole Tumah is Dhamma. Where did the Rambam get Dhamma? Because there is an expression in the Gemara Yidden of Dalet that Tumah started from the brain. So the Rambam mentions that Ligabe Elyin Shozav. Elyin Shozav is man. So the Raime is Masik and the Rambam, and he says, and he says, Omar Avron, Yesh to Masmadet in the prayer, Avozu, the Yeni Shalzav, Afal Pushi, Kuyo Madet, that's also called Madet, and in the prayer, Shayom Roteo, Banigea, Bechola Shemir, Tachto, Nitma Adoer, Vidashim, Nisachsi, Bechola Shemir, Tachto Bazon, Beyond Roteo, Nitma Adoer, Albek, Nishetet, Naman, Nitami, Nimar. So, Nishke, mentions the name of the Likurkis, it's the Rav Sinidre. How could Gemara say the Peresh that it's only Tomei Tumei Kaweh? That it's only Rishni Tumei, can only be Tamei Yechon and Mashki. So, how does he say, Kishetet Namen Yitamei Yimagi? But it's only Tamei Yechon and Mashki. That's the Likurkis, it's Kashi against the Rai. And he says that the Rai is the Rav Sinidre. But the Rav Amiri, without mentioning it in the name of the Rayyad, the Rav Amiri and our subject, says that the Yeni Shalzav, there are two. First of all, he says the Yeni Shalzav means something that is placed on top of the Zav, and this is Kashi is, but that's Hesed Zav. No, suppose somebody else placed it on his head, and without the Zav moving it, so then it's not Hesed Shalzav. Hesed Shalzav means that the Zav moved it, carried it, but suppose he stands like a dummy, motionless, and somebody else puts, let's say, 10 pillows on his head, one on top of the other. Doesn't move one over. The pillows are not moved in any way. He's bound, and he can't move them one iota. So then, it's not Hesed, but it's totally as the Yeni Shalzav. So the Rav Amiri says It all depends. The first Bedek that is placed upon the head of the Zav is metamic animals. But the other ones, in other words, the lowermost and the initial Zav is metamic animals. But the those that are the initial Zav, that beg it, that touches the Zav, is metamic animals. Is another. But the other ones, the uppermost, not the lowermost and the initial Zav, but the upper and the initial Zav, that do not touch the goof of the Zav, that is not metamic animals. So apparently, as a matter of fact, I think that the former Sefer says it in Zadoyas, that is the shite of the writer. Like the Aramir. The Aramir doesn't mention it in the Aramir. So when the Aramir says, only the Shekhet Namen will come into market, so the Kashi is good Gemore. The Rikuk is in the Kashi. Gemore says, it's only in the Tamil Mare from Mashku, because the Rish of Zab itself is a Rish, and the Rish cannot impart to me to Kishate. The answer is no. According to the Aramir, and the kasha raised by Tinsvitz is innocent. Because Tinsvitz has such a strong kasha. How can we say, according to Rashi, that the Chola Nidia, the Chola Shiri is after Rashi Nidia, is not there, is a misos. So in other words, Chola Shiri is after means the Rinish of Zav, it's not induced from miso. But here the Torah says that Yitmaroe, and the initial Zav is only a Rishi, and the Rishi cannot impart to me to Odom Kirin, can only impart to me to Echon and Mashkin, and Echon and Mashkin have no feeling in Mikhe, and here the Torah says, Nitvaror. So we have to say, on the Rashi, the Pshati is the Pshirish on Mikho in prostitute, this reference to Merkav. Merkav has feeling in Mikhe, and so the other Oreb has reference to the Tishon Mikra, to the Merkav of the Zav. And as far as the Rosh of the Rishon Zav is concerned, so the other Oreb doesn't modify it. But we just say that on the day of the Chol HaShini, Hazor Tachta Vitmo, Vitmo, period. In other words, not Yitmada. According to the Raide, it's all well. Because there are two religions. One religions are the first beggar that is placed on the head of the Zav, that touches the Zav, is an avatar. And that can transmit to the total king also. So the Nitmada Oreb has reference to the lowermost religion, the beggar, the Kele, that touches the Zav. That is Yitmar Oreb. But the uppermost elevation Zav, so that is only more, is not Yitmar Oreb. Anyway, we should go over that title in Pelekveis of Yuchas, in Pelekvot, Sal, Pelekvot, Yitame Mishka Femesha, Haloche Gimu. That's what it's like, Haloche Gimu. Now, then, we should prepare up to the Gemara and on the basis of the Hayabim Aleyen al Bias Midrash Pekalashim.
Shir Dalad, Nyordeh Benos Kusim by the Rosh Hashiva. Your test, Seal and Hate of Shimon, hey, July 8th, 1985, on Monday.
اسباب پاس کیون میخوان بیر به خیلی شدیه سخت و دیگه مدار و نیچه ایسان میخواب از گد و بیاخر به من دیتان یادار مایسا کیون این سخت و بیزار دن نیشکا و نیشکا بیزار mi ha scelito mi scopo in atto so that mention di fosse che mi ha scelito mi scopo e ha visto con un po' di mani in tenera e allora come c'è lì a zotta in other words the shot mi fosse che di quale idea di quella c'è lì è stato does not mean anyone who touches that which is beneath the Zav, but on the contrary, anyone who touches that beneath which is the Zav, in other words, anyone who touches that which is above the Zav, not he touches that which is beneath the Zav, from the Shatakhtay, but the alienation of Zav, the alienation. Бо я кажу ви слори у май ню ниса май тайме ва нисокс и сет май ню ниси бат ит мінс май ню ниса у май ню ниса се мистейк ја ин дис май ню ниса ю нати го май тайме ва нисокс ве ви го ис раше раше из на дерес раше ниа Doch von Nacken ist Sachto. Die Bosse hat sich gesehen, wie alle sehen, Gesichtchen ist Gott. The reason is why, Rashi explains, why is Rashi here so determined that it's an erroneous text? Because how can we begin it? Wenn wir sehen, Name gibt nur, there's a second level of the prostitute. He's Vanisoxi. So, but they are treating in the second level of the prostitute, Vanisi Insom Nechabiz Godot. So in other words, it's not just a tumor of the rish. Now, if we are here is Vanisox, so that means that the second level of the prostitute of Vanisi Insom Nechabiz Godot is reference to the the Elieni Shazah, the Mishkat Elieni Shazah, the Elieni Shazah, and the Elieni Shazah is only a Rishi. So how can it be coming God if it's an Av? So then there is a certain Aloha. I mean, not every Av is becoming the God that he wears, if the God didn't touch it. But sometimes it's called Tumei Bechibuli. When an Odom touches a certain thing, so then it's Mitamei, not only the Odom becomes Tamei, but the Godin that he wears also becomes Tamei. But in its erection, how can the Godin become Tamei? So that's the reason why Rashi decided that this text is an erroneous text. We couldn't say that the Elieni Shazav is implicit in the second half of prostitute, because the second half of prostitute certainly deals with an avatum, not a vishnitum. It's not only an ordinary avatum, it's in mitamei. It's in Mitamei Godi. When the Elieni Shazav is not in Mitamei the Odom, the Elieni Shazav. It's only Mitamei Eichon Umashi. Alright. If we hold up the opposite, look for Natke Mitachto, the Bosa, the Chsi, the Eid, I don't know, the Eid, דיבוסה בעלי סידי, אני צורך לא עם הדיבוסה, All right, but it's not necessary. You can accept the way it's with me. Wait, another kasha. Again, it is hearsay. The chesiva, both have the chesiva, may say, because, of course, it's much smoother. The gosa, vanei seksiv kibbutz godim. So how could this, the second half of prostitute have reference to Mr. Benjamin and Zal, which is only a wish? That's Rashi Shittah here. But then Rashi in the Tshuva was chesed. The chosa boy Rashi in the Yosef. Rashi in the Tshuva was gay, was chesed from this years, from the Shittah here. And in the Tshuva, he reaffirmed the geese, the Gilset, the original Gilset, of Vanesi Nami Yitmo, my new Niso, my time, the Anisos. Because of the Russian Gilset Zoo, the Heilige Neike, Nichu, High Hope and Yeni Shosa. In other words, Russian Nichu says that we cannot say that the first step of prostitute has reference to the initial law. The Tereskim says that the first head of prostitute has reference to Merkovich Shalza, because in the preceding Posse, in Posse test, the Torah discusses Merkovich Shalza. What does Merkovich Shalza mean? The reins, let's say, if the Zav is riding on a donkey, and so he has the saddle, and he sits on the saddle, and then he holds on to the reins. He doesn't sit on the reins, he just holds on to it. So Mele, that's Merkobe, that is the din of Merkobe Shalvah. So the same says that the first head of prostitute, the Holanidia, the Holashemia Sakto, as Rashi mentions it in his Perush and Kumesh, the whole Hamgeya, because he is a special Zav, both in Lindal and Merkab, and in Posit text he said Rashi, that Merkab means Abbot Mishel Yoshako in a Tokish of Zav, the veins. She Yadigea de Tome, the Intone to the God, who Chimera bin Mishkab in Merkab. So, a Yigea in the Mishkab of Zav is not only Tome, the other himself, the Yigea is Tome, but the Godin wears is also from him, though the Godin did not touch the Mishap of the Zav, the Mishap of the Zav. Mashein came, Nigea and the Merkab of the Zav, so the other Nigea is from him, but the Godin, let's say, he wears a jacket. The jacket does not become from it, does not require juice. Because only the Cholangea, the Cholashemia Sakto, Yitmar Oren. So, the first set of prostitute has reference to Nigea of America, not Nigea in the Yenish of that. Nigea in the Yenish. This is what Rashi says in the Kibbet. The Chodabu Rashi in the Yosef Sudei Rebuka, Chodabu Yenish of that, or behaving in the Skian, he may go to America. Vei, hei chavo goi mukne, bimishkav, how can we say that the first step of prostitute has reference to the Elgini Shozav? Now Elgini Shozav is only mitame eichli numashki, is only mitame eichli numashki, and here it says, Yehola Nigea, Yehola Shemiye Sacho, E, Sacho means the Yeni Shodav. So that is a Rishi. So it can only be Mitame Echo Nomashi. So who is the Nigea? A Nechol is the Nigea. Let's say a Kiko Shokumo was Nigea in the Yeni Shodav. So how can the Kiko be Hitmadore? You can take the kicha and become tome. If the kicha becomes tome, so it becomes tome a little more. So obviously, that the first step of prostitute does not have preference to the initial zav, to the mekome shows up. very strong kasha against Rashi Shita here in the Gemara. Really, have we been mishap or mishap sifkibus? Don't you hear me? Mohalik sifkibus, but the Hohaka, Hanigamu, Hakimet, Kame, Kabimazi Nido, they. Hey, hey, make me. When the Danish are sadly, the camera is for mashing, how in the time of the week, I mean, definitely, if I said before, the Rashi, we go with my tacto. Now, when he says here, the Nire, the Rashi, we go with, basically, does not the reference to Rashi in the Nore, but to Rashi in the Chubin. Rashi in the Nore is definitely there. My Sachto, Ilene, Sachto Zog. Of course he's there, but he means Rashi at the end, because the Hazorah was after he wrote this Pirush HaMimor in the Tshuva. So Rashi in the Tshuva, we go as my Sachto, Ilene, Sachto Zog. And we go as how was Rashi in the Tshuva there is? In other words, we read a pasuk, the Hanigir, the Hashir Sakto, Yitmador, the Amese, as if they had been stuck on this. And the Amese magnifies the Yitmo. Nami, not a dog, but Nami. Vamei say Nami, umay new Isa, the Yin shows up, is also Tome. What kind of Tome? Rishu it. Umay new Isa, my time is a Nisoxi. Now, Banisoxi, is it written in the Torah, Banisoxi? It's written Banisoxi in the Bible. There is no, it's not a Kosea, it's immoral. So that's a Kashi against Rashi. So in other words, there is a difference between Aromaseire is that it's in Olay, there is a Bob after the moon, and according to Rashi, it's skills in the Chuve, so it's a Chosea. Vamisoksi, there is no one. Alright, so I told you to look up the pieces in Shabbos that we pay on the base, so there is an Avleya. So Avleya mentions all the variants.